Hey friends, and welcome back to the podcast. This is your host, Kristen. Today I have another mini episode for you because I wanted to talk about giving ourselves permission to slow down or to stop or change something. And I also want to talk about what are we prioritizing and are we telling ourselves something that isn't true, that we don't have time. So that's what I want to dig into today with this mini episode. Have you ever imagined building a life you love but got stuck in between the what ifs, expectations, and obligations in your life? Welcome to Building a Life You Love, the podcast dedicated to helping you step into a life where your passion blossoms from within, your faith deepens, and simplicity becomes your favorite synonym for everyday life. Hi, I'm your host, Kristen, an encourager, a faith-led entrepreneur, a mom, and a wife. Join me each week as we dive into creating positive habits, stepping out of your comfort zone, making space for meaningful work and relationships. I'm going to bring you practical tips, uplifting conversations, and expert guidance that you can use. So why wait? Step off the path of expectations and into a space that feels genuinely yours. Subscribe now to Building a Life You Love, and let's begin this transformative journey together towards joy, peace, and purpose. All right, so here we go. So the first thing is, so many of us just keep going at mock speed. We are busy, we're overwhelmed, we fill our schedules, we're overcommitted, and then we wonder why we're exhausted and burned out, or we just don't feel like we have any time to do the things that we say matter to us. And so I wanted to share a little excerpt from the book, Savor, by Shauna Nyquist. She's an author I really enjoy, and I have most of her books. Okay, so it's a devotional. So this was called Permission. And she basically shares this. She's basically saying she realized she needed permission to slow down, to say no, and admit that she was exhausted. And so then later on, she goes, when my friend and mentor, Nancy, invited me to an event in California and I sent a wild rambling email about how overwhelmed I felt, she replied, stop, say no, remake your life in a way that works for you and remake it now. And she shares a couple other examples of when she basically had to say, I can't do this. Here's what else happened. She said, when I told our small group, I can't do it. Maybe this would work for a stronger person, but I'm done trying to pretend I can run like this. Matt said, we don't care what you do or don't do. We're actually not impressed by you. We love you, and that's a different thing. And she ends it with, what a gift. Those four voices gave me the permission I needed to remake my life. And my first question for you today is, are you willing to give yourself permission to remake your life at every season, every quarter, every month, every year that you need to? We can't just keep doing what we did yesterday or last year or last decade if it's not working for us anymore. We have different emotional and mental, physical, and things to deal with, right, that fill us up. We have different work demands. We have different family, caregiving demands possibly. And so we have to realize that when it's enough, when it's too much, when it doesn't sit right with us, that it's time to give ourselves permission to remake our lives. That is the first thing that I wanted to share with you. And honestly, this summer, I think there's going to be a lot of mini episodes that I just want to come on and share an idea with you, but I'm going to be doing less interviews and less formal episodes. And then this is the second idea that I wanted to share with you today, and I thought was so important. It actually is giving me a little bit of goosebumps right now. So if you haven't read the books by Hendricks yet, I highly recommend them. He is an author or co-author of more than 20 books, and he talks about personal growth, and I believe he's a psychologist or something like that. But anyways, they're excellent books. The books that I have of his are The Big Leap, The Genius Zone, and The Joy of Genius. But The Big Leap is the book I'm talking about, and it's an excellent book if you haven't read it. But it basically talks about our different zones, like your zone of competence, your zone of excellence, and eventually want to get to our zone of genius in the work we're doing and how we show up in the world. Okay, so he in his book is talking to a woman. She's trying to figure out why she can't write or finish a book, right, that she's working on. And so he's talking to her sort of about her priorities and about life and trying to work through this issue. And let's see. I just want to share a little bit of it with you. Okay. So they're walking through kind of what her typical day looks like. And she had already published one novel that did well enough to make the publisher want more, but she's struggling to get her second book done. Okay. So that's the context. And then basically, here's what he says. I summarize Nancy's priorities based on how she spent her day. Your family is your highest priority, right? She agreed. Your second priority is housework and infrastructure, and your third priority is writing. And she said, no, no, she exclaimed. Writing is much higher priority than housework and that sort of thing. I pointed out that if that were true, she would do her writing before she did the house-related things. Her reply was the key to resolving the whole issue. She said, but I can't sit down to write unless I've got a clean house and things are taken care of. Sure you can, I said. You just think you have to get the other stuff done first. Where did you get an idea like that? She said, but what if my husband came back from work and found a dirty house and me sitting up there writing? And then, he says, he'd find a wife who put a higher priority on her creative expression than she did on keeping the house clean. Do you think he'd be upset about that? And she said, not really. I think he'd actually like it. Anyways, so they go on and talk, and they explain that she was holding herself hostage from the housework, which is called an upper limit problem, meaning that when we try to get past where we are with our work life or some goal, maybe a relationship, we kind of stop ourselves before we have a breakthrough. In other words, yes, she finished the first book, but to do a second book and make it really good, she probably had this pressure on herself. And so while she didn't think she was doing it, she was possibly putting the housework and everything had to be just so that she could write. But their conversation basically allowed her to see that if writing is truly a priority, then she would prioritize it based on where it fit in her priority list. So why am I sharing this with you? I'm sharing this with you because if any of you have a dream, you have a desire to, you know, build something, grow something, create something, you know, go further in your career, whatever it might be, buy a different house, we have to know what our priorities are. And maybe it's just spend more time with your family. But we have to know what the priorities are for us in this season. And then we have to look at our schedules. We have to look at our life and our days and see how are we breaking our time down. In other words, if we say something's a priority, and then we look at our calendar, we look at our schedule, we look at where we're spending our time, and we're not spending time there or much time, then we have a disconnect. And then we have to do something to fix it. So if you're somebody that said, I have this thing I want to do, you know, it might be that you have a hobby you love or you want to learn how to do something, play the guitar, learn how to make sourdough bread, become an excellent chef. Or maybe you want to start a side business or you want to write a book because there is a story inside of you you need to tell, or you want to start a YouTube channel or a podcast, or maybe you just want to step into doing more nonprofit work or starting your own. Whatever it is, it's not going to happen if you don't make that goal, that dream, that vision you have. If you don't make it a priority, you don't put it on your priority list, and then make sure that that priority has time in your life. Because it will never happen if you just put it out there in the distance and then you don't make time for it. And so the reason I share this today is it is such a common struggle, a common challenge that so many of us face, which is we just go through our days, through our schedule, our weekly routines, if you will, and we don't really think about it because we're on autopilot, if you will. We don't think about that we're not proactively assessing what we're doing, how we're spending our times regularly. And so then days, months, maybe years pass, and we've not gotten any closer to moving towards accomplishing that thing or starting that thing because we've really never taken the time to assess and reflect what our priorities are now and what does our life look like now. And so I just want to encourage you and say, we can make time for the things that are important to us. We can make times for our dreams. We can make time for our goals and time for learning new things, for growing or for expanding. But we have to, one, be aware of that. And then two, we have to be willing to say yes, right? We have to be willing to say yes to putting time into our craft or the practice or the new activity or whatnot. That also means we may have to say no to something else that we used to say yes to. And I always liked, there's several quotes about, People think they don't have time, but that's not the issue. We tell ourselves we don't have time. The issue is that we aren't being good gatekeepers or setting boundaries around what's important to us. So we're letting our schedules rule us instead of ruling our schedules. So if this is something that that's kind of spoke to you today, then just make sure that you have joined my email newsletter that I send out about weekly. But it will encourage you, it'll give you ideas that you can apply in your own life. And then, of course, there's other resources that I share in there as well. So join me over there, and I can't wait to join you this summer as things kind of speak to me that I want to share with you. So until next time, have a great day. And thanks again for listening in. And if you enjoyed the show, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can check out freebies and resources we have for you at kristenfitch.com. And if you have ideas for the show or guests that you'd like to recommend, I'd love to hear from you. So DM me on Instagram at kristenfitch, or you can email me from the website. Thanks so much. Until next time, have a great week.